We kiss in America. I believe I'm a creature, a creation, an invented person. I frighten small animals, I vanish, I blend into the landscape. I'm a creation slightly parallel to the one I cannot not believe that I believe in. My sister in two parts lives in a world in two parts, one of which includes this legend. It seems that once there was a village full of beings that, under the influence of others, all at once faltered and fell to their knees and into error. And when King John arrived to eradicate evil, the worst among them went to hide in the mountain, and little by little they became so mean that they changed into cat people and did horrible things. It's said that even today their daughters, or the daughters of their daughters, sometimes revert to their wildness, and that they do this when their instincts are aroused. My sister in two parts knows the story well, and sometimes bits come back to her in the form of particularly frightening beings that drag her back to the they of they changed, and she can't go further back. And without knowing where she gets this ability to make them appear, she can tell that they're drawing her very close to her sister, right to the spot where she fuses with her sister of the animal sort. So close that she then wonders which, herself, true living sister, or her fake cat people sister, is the more fake of the two. Her name is Irina. She is my sister in two parts. Mr. Reed, who is American, despite all the patience within him, would very much like to kiss her because at this point in the story we kiss in America, but clearly this scares her. One part of Irina knows. She, too, of course, that we kiss in America, but her other part refuses, and there's nothing she can do without pitting his belief against her own. They changed versus we kiss in America, and she has to do it because we kiss in America happens too close to the home of they changed. That's why you always have to be so careful. I had to, don't you get it? I had to. When we kiss in America gets too close to they changed, only sleep calms her, which she sings while ostensibly doing other things, to watch him sleep, to watch peacefully through the window. And when she sings sleep, her voice is like a very slight breeze or a stream of gas, so soft that you can't tell if sleep addresses Mr. Reed or the they of they changed. Or if it serves to soothe the two parts of cat people, this part and that other almost equally intense, that which knows that we kiss in America and that which forbids it. And while Irina sings sleep in its la-la form as long as it's not another, no, please, Mr. Reed, addressed by sleep to remove the they of they changed from her mind, waits, watching over her and enfolding her in his arms, calls her my little scatterbrain. Accepting that she still needs because she believes to stay within her limits to avoid becoming unhappy for the first time. Sleep for Mr. Reed, sleep for they changed, and don't wake up the silencer sleeping inside. In Cat People, neither Mr. Reed nor Cat People agree to become unhappy for the first time, and neither stop short of doing everything possible to postpone the moment of becoming unhappy for the first time. Him, he's never been unhappy, understood as until he got here the first time, seems surprised to suddenly find himself so. Her, she refuses absolutely, sensing perfectly well that to become unhappy for the first time changes, which turns out to be right, and risks making her form become, I had to, don't you get it? I had to. Her I had to form, her at least I believe, I hope, in short I think, her form, her I was sure of it form, hoo-hoo, I was sure of it, plus the fact that I believed. In Cat People, neither Mr. Reed nor Cat People agree to become unhappy for the first time, but that doesn't make any difference, because in spite of their determination not to do so, because, in spite of their huge determination not to do so, they're going to have to anyway, both for the first time. I wonder what the difference is between a story and believing it. I don't understand the believing it. Dr. Judd, the stories, if they haven't been written down, we can forget them right. Do they get erased, each one ceding its place to a more lively one? Or do they accumulate, stacked up in the body? They changed verses, became verses hidden in the mountain, and in that case, must we believe them all, and how many can you contain? Dr. Judd, in the story of King John, is it possible to switch off the they of they changed to erase the fact of believing it? To say no, it's nothing, it's not the same, nothing's happening, it's nothing, just very similar, just to have believed to have heard it, said it's nothing, it's not the same, nothing's going on. No, it's nothing, it's not the same, nothing's happening, it's nothing, just very similar, just to have believed to have heard it, said it's nothing, it's not the same, nothing's happening. No, it's nothing. It's not the same. Nothing's going on. It's nothing. Just very similar, just to have believed to have heard it said, it's nothing. It's not the same. Nothing's happening. Dr. Judd said so. My sister in two parts lives in a world whose two parts split her in two. And, to save a little time, it's a belief. And to make it possible to bring them together again. Given that it's possible to make this get lost so close to her sister, and we kiss in America live, together, she knows she can't stop putting it off. To keep putting it off the first time, and yes, Mr. Reed nonetheless accepts losing her in advance, because she doesn't want her two parts to die, because she doesn't want it to end.